Well, the other day we talked a little bit about those first day hikes that are being held at a number of parks, state parks around the state of Iowa, an opportunity to get folks out and moving on the first day of the year and enjoying some of the winter scenes at some of the area parks. There are some parks in the area participating in that, including Lake Anita, Prairie Rose, and Springbrook here in the immediate area. But also, TravelIowa.com has a whole list of things to do. If you're looking for things to do and keep yourself and your family occupied here during the winter months, now granted, we haven't had a lot of snow yet, and we haven't seen the traditional winter weather, but I would probably bet we will at some point. They've put together a list of some things that you can enjoy here around the state, some things to see. They partnered up with the editors of Midwest Living magazine to share 10 different outdoor winter activities that the whole family can enjoy. Here's what they've put together. The first on their list is the Peaks and Valleys is what they call it. It says, even from the parking lot of Pikes Peak State Park, there are sweeping views of the Mississippi River and the limestone bluffs. You can venture a couple of miles farther along a wooden boardwalk through a wooded valley to end up at Pikes Peak, a 500-foot-high riverside bluff in McGregor, from which you can see the confluence of the Wisconsin River and the mighty Mississippi. It says crisp winter air makes the views all that much sharper. Now, if you're up in eastern Iowa, you can see the eagles as well. We see bald eagles from time to time here, but they are very prevalent over along the Mississippi River. If you want to see the national symbol, wild and free, soaring above the Mississippi River from mid-December through March, eagles make their winter home near the locks and dams along the river from Dubuque down south to Keokuk. The location offers a prime roosting spot. It offers wooded bluffs flanking the river, which provides the perfect home. The turbulence below the dams keeps the ice at bay and leaves for open water, and that's an all-you-can-eat fish buffet as far as the eagles are concerned. A number of cities hold events during the annual migration, so if you're going to do that, bring binoculars or use some spotting scopes that are up along the bluffs along the river to see hundreds of eagles in a single day in that area. Now, another event they say you could enjoy this winter is what they call an art hop. They say you can brave Iowa's wintry breeze with a relaxing stroll around the Papa John Sculpture Park that's located in Des Moines. It's a 4.4-acre park that features artwork by 25 of the world's most celebrated artists, and it offers a pedestrian-friendly entryway to the downtown. So for a truly educational experience, you can download the John and Mary Papa John Sculpture Park Exploration Guide. They also have a free audio tour if you call the telephone number that's attached. Also, they list a trail trek as being something that would be fun for the family. You can swing your arms and legs just as you do when you're walking or running. And then you've got the hang of cross-country skiing, right? Well, if you don't own any, you can rent gear. Polk County Conservation at Jester Park has 5 miles of groomed trails, so you can move through the woods near central Iowa's Sailorville Lake. You want to reserve your equipment in advance for that, though. Also, they mention hills and thrills is another thing to do in the winter. You can take advantage of the heavy snowfall, if we ever get any, with a trip to Seven Oaks Recreation in Boone. With ski and snowboard rentals, anyone can test their skills on the 11 runs of varying difficulty. The whole family can also enjoy racing down the snow tubing chutes at a winter wonderland there. Also, they call this one fast and fun. They say the winter beauty of the Less Hills passes in a blur when you sled down the 0.18-mile chute trail at Hancock Nature Center. But they said the steep hike to the top gives you plenty of time to appreciate the scenery. Just steps from the Less Hills Lodge, the chute trail snakes and twists between steep ravines for a hang-on-tight ride over near Honey Creek. Also, sliding and gliding, they mention, is another one. Enjoy an afternoon or evening of skating in front of one of Iowa's best-known landmarks, the largest man-made grotto in the world. The rink offers rentals for all to enjoy skating in relaxing circles or joining a pickup hockey game. And skaters can take a break and grab a snack inside the warming house there as well. Also, they mention stay and play is another note. It says with hundreds of miles of groomed trails for snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, snowshoe hiking, and observing winter birds, Okoboji boasts an abundance of outdoor winter adventures. You can coordinate your trip with the events of the University of Okoboji Winter Games to take part in more frigid fun alongside thousands of visitors and residents alike. Then you can end the day in one of the Bay Bridge's traditional, the Bridge's Bay's traditional hotel rooms, or forget about the cold outside with a visit to the indoor water park. Also, if you're into fishing, some of the best winter catches in the country, Iowa's lakes are a prime spot for some great ice fishing. Northern Iowa offers the longest ice fishing season due to colder winter temperatures, making Big Spirit Lake, West and East Okoboji Lakes, and Clear Lake great places to catch a diverse variety of fish. If you want a sure catch, explore the dredged backwaters of the Mississippi River, the waters of Big Creek State Park, or Storm Lake as well. And there are plenty of photo ops as well around the state, and they mention a few of them by name. There's some different murals in different places around the state, but you can check that out also. That's at traveliowa.com for some different outdoor activities. And also, if you're looking to get outdoors and kind of get that blood pumping, if you go on the first day hikes and you decide that hiking some of the trails would be fun to do, well, you can get outdoors even more. They list some of Iowa's scenic winter views for some of the trails that you can enjoy. Pilot Knob State Park at Forest City is one of those. It's one of the earliest parks in the Iowa park system, dedicated back in 1924. It features sweeping views and one-of-a-kind ecological areas, has an observation tower that serves as Forest City's park centerpiece, and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So you can check that one out. Also, Pine Lake State Park at Eldora is another one. They have trails that take visitors all over, from a paved 2.5-mile trail to Eldora along the bluffs of the Iowa River and through forest ecosystems. The Pine Lake Bike Trail is perfect for hiking, cross-country skiing, or snowshoeing, and offers an excellent sighting of the lake in that area as well. You can ski down the Wildcat Trail to see the Iowa River and maybe see some winter wildlife as well. They also mentioned Prairie Rose State Park in Shelby County. You can take your pick of snowshoeing, hiking, or cross-country skiing, 7 miles of trails through the rolling hills at Prairie Rose State Park. That is, of course, snow permitting. Trails will take visitors to views of the lake, beautiful even when it's frozen, and more hidden areas that showcase white pine tree stands and native prairie. Now, if you have one, you can also jump on a snowmobile to travel through the park along paths and over bridges. Want to contact the park staff for more information on some different interpretive programs along the trails throughout the winter as well. Green Valley State Park at Creston is another one they mention. It's a popular all-season park, and the staff make sure to keep paved trails clear for walking even during the winter. Green Valley Lake is a well-known spot for ice fishing. You want to check those conditions first. And a grass trail that's ideal for snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. It goes along the west side of the lake. And the park has 3.5 miles of paved trails and 6 miles of grass trails for any exercise level. Springbrook State Park at Guthrie Center is another one that they point out. If you head to Springbrook, you can view wildlife while snowshoeing or skiing across the park. 12 miles of trail through rolling timber encourage visitors to keep their eyes out for white-tailed deer, eagles, turkey, fox, and other woodland wildlife. They say a few trails lead to small ponds and Middle Raccoon River and the park's 17-acre lake. On 4 miles of specially designed snowmobile trails, visitors can ride over snow-covered prairie. Also, Ledges State Park at Madrid is another one that they mention. Without any obstruction during the winter months when snow and ice cover the stones and the trees are bare, you can do some snowshoeing, some skiing. They have 4.5 miles of trail along Canyon Drive there. Backbone State Park at Dundee is another location. 21 miles of trails give you plenty of opportunity to cross-country ski or to snowshoe, so you can check that one out. Also at Independence, there's Cedar Rock State Park, has a series of grass back trails for hikers, snowshoers, and the brave cross-country skiers, so you can check that out. Also at Sheraton, Stevens State Forest, snowmobiles are popular there. They have designated trails that are part of 30 miles of roads and paths open to snowmobiles. So if you enjoy that type of activity, there's a place for you. At Solon, Lake McBride State Park has miles and miles of multi-use trails there at Lake McBride. 7 miles is what they have there. You can take the trails and do all kinds of different things, snowshoeing, skiing, even snowmobiling on some of the designated pathways there. And then also at Palo Pleasant Creek State Recreation Area, it's a spot for year-round activities. They have a 9-mile multi-use trail for hiking, snowmobiling, or cross-country skiing. And that's all around the 410-acre lake. Several different access points, so it's easy to Find your comfort level and know how long you'd like to hike. Ice fishing is popular there as well, and it's a lot of fun. So lots of things to do at some of the different places around the state of Iowa. You can check out more at traveliowa.com, and you can find all kinds of great ideas of some fun things to do here in the winter months across the state of Iowa. Enjoy what's typically a fun season that not a lot of folks get out to enjoy too much. So get out and check out some of the great sights and scenes here in Iowa during the winter.